Sometimes you feel that it is almost like washing coal.
We want to wash our soul or purify our heart. But as we engage in chanting the holy name, Krishna does become more close to us. And I thought this morning we will start by a little session called Getting to Know Each Other, because you will be here together, and therefore it's good if you invest a little bit into your own relationship as students of the Holy Name. You can always, you will find out, the Holy Name is approached in a group. This is the idea of Sankirtan, doing Kirtan together. And it's good if we know each other as a group. So I request you to build like a circle. Maybe the men can just come on my side here, and we can just be a little in a circle so that we can see each other, as I request you to speak to each other. Maybe your good name, Prabhu?
Nityananda.
Nityananda from
UK, London.
Yeah, I think I have seen you.
Probably in the Kirtan Maharaj.
Yeah. I wanted to request all of you, first the students and then the teachers and alumni who are in the, a little bit in the back. You are a teacher, and Munishwara, you are an alumni, ein Alteingesessener. I wanted to request you to introduce yourself. What is your name? What is the place you're coming from? And then say what Kirtan is for you and what you hope to get out of this course. And I would like to start, although if you know me, my name is Sachinandan Swami, and I'm presently residing at our lake ashram, our Gora Bhavan, in a community of which is the greatest Krishna community of devotees in Germany. And there's around the Dharma Castle. Kirtan for me really is like going on a long walk with Krishna. When you feel you want to make a relationship with someone, you may go with him on a long walk and talk. So when I do Kirtan, it's really like going on a long walk with Krishna. I'm alone with Krishna, and as I'm more and more entering the Kirtan, I feel our relationship, our mutual relationship, is increasing. What I believe, or what I hope in this Kirtan course, is two things. I have a personal mission. This is the month of Purushottam for me, a month of increased spiritual austerities and practice. And so I personally hope to get more into the chanting of the Holy Name with faith and with taste. And I also, as your facilitator, hope that when we have done this week, you are all burning torchlights of the Holy Name. In other words, you are enthusiastic, and it will show in your face, it will show in your words, it will show in your activities. You are torchlights of the Holy Name. And I very, very much wish that this Kirtan course, which is up till now a 2.5 months course in Radha Desh, becomes more and more established here as a serious program in the community, and that later we can have more kirtan courses, and all of you are teachers in our kirtan courses in Radhadesh. That is also what I wish. Hare Krishna. So, anyone else now, please? I think we, or should we go by, maybe we should go with Nityananda and just go around. Yes. So you give your name and your place, where you're coming from, and then what is kirtan for you, and what you hope to get out of this course.
So my name is Nityananda, I'm from London, UK, Bhaktivedanta Man. Kirtan for me is an opportunity to associate with the devotees and to be able to chant with them, to really reach out and cry for Krishna. What I hope to get from the course is that a deeper personal relationship with the holy name itself, and being able to understand more about the moods of kirtan and what the acharyas say about it.
Wonderful.
My name is Umesh. I'm from Chicago/Alachua, and what I hope to get from this course is I would like to dive into the holy name, crying to the holy name, and also to hopefully be able to lead kirtan and inspire other people.
My name is Pata, and from London.
Sorry?
Pata.
Oh, yes.
From London. Kirtan for me is trying to reestablish the relationship with Krishna, and trying to remember the relationship with the Lord. And I hope to get a taste of the holy name, and to get a drop of the nectar of Navapur, dancing off the tusks.
My name is Wilhelm. I come from Denmark. I live on a small island there. Kids, and what I will get out of this is I want to surrender.
What?
I want to surrender to that which I am, and that's what I feel so much femininity in me that I have. I can't find a way to. I'm searching for a way to express it.
Oh yeah.
And I hope very much that kirtan will do that.
Wonderful.
And really put me in connection with that part of me.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you.
So, my name is Günther. I'm coming from Hanover, Germany. And for me, kirtan, yesterday I described it as the bait that got me hooked in Krishna consciousness. For coming from an atheistic background, I always tried to get away from Krishna consciousness. It didn't work. So now I'm here, and now in the last years I also come from a musical background. My father was a music teacher, so having the material knowledge of playing every instrument, naturally in our Namahata programs we do in the area of Anandapur, we don't have no temple. I always play any instrument, so but I never felt comfortable doing it with this mixture of speculation and things I heard. And I wanted to learn the sanna. That's what I want to reach here. That is serving for the devotees in my area.
Wonderful. Yes, there will be a lot of practical music instruments with all the instruments, mridanga, kartals, and harmonium. And afterwards, you will produce your CD. Hare Krishna.
My name is Andrew. I'm from Southport in England. And I'm very new to Krishna consciousness, so I'm a sponge waiting to soak everything up. So, so if you see me doing something wrong, please tell me.
No,
but I spent 30 years in Theravada Buddhism, But I've always had a devotional heart even within that system. And I think this may be where it flowers, so that's what I'm hoping to do. A bit of flowering during these few weeks.
Wonderful, Andrew. You look like an ancient monk, actually. Good.
I'm ancient.
He's 52.
So, my name is James, or Jay, whichever you prefer. I do apologize just up front for having to sit. I have some back issues. But I'm very honored to be here today. And actually, this morning was my first exposure to Krishna consciousness.
Oh.
Oh, it's interesting. As someone else mentioned, I'm just a sponge here, and I just want to learn more. And I was very attracted to Kirtan because this last year I was attending Maharishi University, and we had some weekly Kirtan, and I just really, it resonated with me. Both figuratively and literally. And so I just searched for a kirtan course, and there I am.
Good job. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm Eleanor, and I'm not a sponge. I'm neophyte as well, I'm advanced in years, but not in Krishna consciousness. So I thought this would be the best opportunity for me to advance. So I'm very, very pleased to be here.
Thank you. Laura.
Eleonora.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Krishna. My name is Prema Thak. I'm from New Zealand. And Kirtan for me is something that keeps me alive in my spiritual journey, like for the happy times and the sad times. And from this course, I would like to gain a great appreciation for the holy name and a great taste, and hopefully share it with others.
Wonderful. Wow, I'm really amazed. This is really an international gathering. New Zealand, where Australia is. Wonderful. Thank you for coming.
My name is Savitri. I'm from Latvia. Kirtan for me, it's like reconnection to the only reality, the only true reality, the true meaning of being here. And also it's connection with the devotees who take it seriously, the holy name. And I find myself not so present here yet because I just arrived from the busy life and left some responsibilities there. When I was signing for the course, I was very free and very focused, but it was 1 year ago, and during this 1 year there's many other things happened, and so it was not so easy for me to come here, and I'm just now trying to arrive. Trying my best to arrive and be present. And this morning lecture was very,
very
inspiring and helping very much to
our. Thank you. Your good name again?
Savitri.
Savitri from Latvia. Yes.
My name is Katarina. I'm from Germany too, but I was raised by my Russian mother, so I'm binational. Kirtan for me is something very personal because I can go inside myself and search for some reason and value in it. And I want to learn in this course to develop this faith that you expressed in your lecture.
Well, my name is Simona and I'm from Slovakia. Kirtan for me means the best meditation and the best way for preaching, mainly for young people. And I'd like to leave with practical skills, some basics, I hope. And when I arrived, when I came, it was Friday, and here is a very, very special place, and I see the inner development, which is very strong, so it will be also second part, not just the practical ability, just
would have, but it would be inner change.
So Katerina and
Simona.
Good. Yes.
Krishna. Yeah, everybody is talking such a high things that I'm just doing. And yeah, I'm Eva from Poland, and for me kirtan is just a way to hear my own emotions, just to get away all those things which are unneeded in everyday life, just to hear and chant. And also it's a great way to be with devotees, and it's like special connection. No words can make it, no prasada even, because kirtan is just amazing. It's something special. And also when there's kirtan with devotees, I'm not alone, so they can really help me develop some higher feelings. And so I think that this is the time when I feel like I'm home, like I'm with my family, really, not this material people around me. So it's like, yeah, it's a way to feel like I'm home, actually. Yeah, and from this kirtan course, I would like basically to also gain some knowledge about standards and history of the kirtan. In my country, in Poland, the kirtan standards aren't high, so it's also the only way I can learn about this. And also, like you said, Maharaj, in yesterday's lecture, I want to really deepen my relationship with Holy Name, with Nama Prabhu, because it's like the only thing which is really like, which has a value in my life. So, yeah.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you very much.
I'm not actually doing the course.
So we will jump over you, but this is Neelamani, most wonderful Neelamani, whom we are all trying to convince to stay. She is still trying to run away to Brussels, but let us see who wins the struggle. Yes.
My name is Caitlin. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. Kirtan, to me, the most simple way to describe being absorbed in kirtan is receiving a big hug from Krishna. And what I hope to get out of this course is to deepen my spiritual practice, to deepen my relationship with the Holy Name, and to be more confident in spreading the Holy Name to others.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ketali.
And my name is Chintamani. I'm from Chile. And for me, kirtan is like a way to connect with myself and with Krishna, and to feel like relief of all my worries, and to feel happy. And from this course, I would like to give like some more strength to my spiritual life, like to refresh my spiritual life, because today in the lecture in the morning I realized that the last time my faith was very weak, so I would like to give more strength.
Thank you, Chintamani. I hope that all of your, let us see, purposes or desires will be fulfilled. I'm actually, I said this last year also, I'm very surprised by how can you call it, the variegated understandings of kirtans, and also the very different desires in this course. But although they may appear to be so different, let us celebrate the fact that all of us have come here for this purpose, to go deeper in kirtan, and with this to go deeper in their own spiritual life. So I really think this group who has met here at this time, at this place, is a group which has been picked, so to say, from all over the world and put here for a specific purpose. See, it is not by chance that the individuals who have arrived here have come to this place. There must be something which each one has to learn from the other one. There must be something, some reason why this group and not another group has come together. And I want to request all of you to not only delve into the subject matter of kirtan, but also to get to know yourself during this time. And we have devoted this day to do a few group activities. One is what the first set we will do here, but the second set will happen outside. I think the devotees from Radha Desh and Banu Nandini will take you on a walk around the hills here, so that you just absorb the place a little bit more and do what one of you said, Savitri, I believe, from Latvia. You want to arrive still here. Arriving here means to arrive at a few places. One place is the subject matter of kirtan, which brought you, but another is the community, the course members, the environment. It's good to connect to all of that, because you will find in all of that a lot of divine purpose and a divine inspiration. If there is one thing which we have to learn in kirtan, and with it one thing which we have to learn in life, is it's really found in the word connect. We are often disconnected. Disconnected first of all from Krishna. Although we sing his holy name, we are not really in connection with him. But also this disconnection with God, this original separation between us and God, brings a lot of other disconnections with it. Disconnected to what we do, disconnected to the people with whom we are, disconnected with the environment where we are. And as a result, this original disconnection or this original separation reflects many other disconnections. It's like a bottle of glass, which is, once it's broken, it fragments in different splinters, and all of them are disconnected. We have to bring it somewhere together, and kirtan or kirtan yoga is the art of bringing the living entity together with God, and with this to bring a whole sense of connectedness in our life. I want to go on now with this word connect to each other, getting to know each other. I request you to turn to to your neighbor who's there. Sometimes if it's difficult, you can also go in groups of three, but please find your... It would be good just the person who happens to be next to you. And I would like you to enter into a little personal exercise where you talk with your neighbor about a very important question, which will help you to come to a starting point in this kirtan course. This morning we heard that the only qualification to enter into kirtan really is faith. From faith comes what? Strength, inner strength, correct. A person who has faith in Krishna is very strong in his spiritual life, but for anything you need to have faith. For instance, the faith that I'm at the right place here to learn about kirtan. From this will come strength. From strength comes what? Sorry?
Salary.
That is eventually. Nori, you are a fast runner. But you are right. Smriti first. Smriti is remembrance of a true understanding, the word of the scriptures, and so on. And from Smriti comes what? Samadhi, yes, full concentration, very important in life, then that is full connection, and from there blossoms forth realization of what you and who you are and who is Krishna. So it all starts from faith, really, this connecting, which is such an important word for those who practice yoga. Yoga means connection, union. This starts really at the starting point of faith. And I request you now to discuss two things with your neighbor. First of all, where would you locate yourself? Where is your faith in relationship to the holy name? Is it weak? Is it strong? Is it intermediate? Is it oscillating and changing? And so on. And then, maybe more important than this, what could you do this week? In the Yugoslavian language, they say konkretno. What could you do konkretno? Concretely. Stabilize your faith. What act of faith could you do? What act of surrender could you do which will help you to strengthen your faith? Please start now. You have about 10 minutes for this. Hari Bol. We will now have a 10-minute break. It would be nice if you can be back at right after 10 minutes. I will maybe ask Nityananda to be our timekeeper. So he will go like this, and it means it's your time to return. Do you have a timepiece somewhere?
I have my phone.
Good. So after 10 minutes, come back, and then we will have a very practical session, really, where you will be introduced to the deity of this course. It will be very, very devotional and very traditional. See you in 10 minutes.
One practical thing, just the bathroom is here, so if you need to use the toilet, please press door right in the hallway.